Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just started 2 months ago. Well, I had a talk with Sonia, which was really inspiring. And well, I'm a yoga teacher, and I would like to help people, well, first find to themselves, like kind of the struggles I went through, and then develop like their dream life with them together. So I'm kind of a transformational coach.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. And what are you most excited about in Powerhouse Mastermind?
Well, to really, as I'm really on the beginning, I can't wait to start on fully, like to expand and to,
yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. We're so excited to have you. And what's great is once you get into the Facebook group page, you'll also see like who's in there, and you can start building connections with people in the community, and even start booking some one-on-one calls with our coaches to really get to know each of the coaches and see how they can best serve you as well. Okay.
So, yeah, cool.
Okay. So why don't we go around, Sonia, I know you already know Anita, but it's always good to introduce anyway.
Yeah, I'm so excited because even though she's not in the Dominican Republic right now anymore, it's kind of really fun to have someone here from the island. So I'm a self-love and energy coach, and I mainly help women to feel good about themselves, to connect to their true self, to connect to their soul, and to live an authentic life in very short terms.
Yes, love it, love it. Okay, how about you, Jess?
Hi, I'm Jess. I am a social media strategist, and I help purpose-driven entrepreneurs create kick-ass social media strategy.
Love it. Awesome. 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 And then from my team, I don't know where everybody else is. Maybe Susan can start messaging some people. It's probably the day before our holiday, because we have 4th of July Independence Day.
Yeah.
So I think people might be able to check that. So, okay. So how about Olga? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Olga. I'm on Amy's team. I'm a creative director on Amy's team. I'm also a photographer and a web designer and brand strategist. So all things creative and beautiful.
Yes. A reflection of who she is, creative and beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How about you, Becca?
I'm Becca, and I'm Amy's executive assistant and support for our whole team, and also support for all of our powerhouse entrepreneurs. So if there's any little things that you need, big things that you need, you can just send me a message, send me an email, and I'll help you out. And I'm also a mother of a little 1.5-year-old boy who's so sweet, and I'm also an artist.
And Susan.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. My connection's awful on this side. So, hi, everyone. I am your success and accountability coach. So I'm going to help you break your huge vision, your beautiful vision, big goals down into really tangible action steps and come up with timelines to help you achieve your goals and hold you accountable to that.
Awesome. You cut out a little bit.
That's in a nutshell.
I got what you were saying. Awesome. Okay, so today what I was wanting to follow up with, and I know Anita's new to the group, is something that we talked about at our recent mastermind, which was to create and produce and develop and push forward your Facebook Lives and or take them to the next level. So I know not everyone here was at the our last mastermind. And the reason why I'm focusing on this topic is that this has really made the biggest difference for me in this past year. And then during the holidays, when I did Holidaily, so I took my weekly show to a daily show and during the holidays, and then again during the month of May with my May Marketing Bootcamp. And then now we're going to roll up a next one, even though we just did the May Marketing Bootcamp, because we've got big things coming up, where we decided to launch next week the Summer of Success. And so it's going to be another Facebook daily, you know, weekdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, Facebook Live. And that it's amazing to see the results of when you put out more consistent and quality content, you attract more consistent and quality clients. So content is everything these days. And then building deep connection through your content is super powerful. So what I'd love to do is first do a check-in to see with our beautiful powerhouses that are on here, with our small intimate group. I always feel like when we have an intimate group, it's for a reason, so that each of you get to have more attention, more time. And for those of you who are watching the replay, it's totally fine. You can always post questions in the Facebook group page. Go ahead and go around. And Anita, of course, we're getting you started with everything. So we will also be holding your hand through the process. Okay. So I'm going to check in first with Sonia, because you're going to do Soul Infused Summer, right, that we talked about? And remind me, when did you already kick that off, or when are you kicking that off?
I'm kicking that off on Monday.
Okay.
Until July 20th, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, perfect. So how do you feel? Do you feel like you've come up with the themes for each day, or where are you in the process?
Well, I wouldn't say I have a theme for every day yet, but I do feel like I have an overall outline of what I want to do, and I'm breaking it down, and Jess is helping me as well a little bit.
What was that?
Okay. Is there anything that you need support with in your plan with what's coming up?
Well, the thing that I'm working on, just that I was talking to Jess about it today, is really to come up with titles and that stuff type of thing. I'm good in doing it. I'm not so good in putting it out there and promoting it, like to be so that people, instead of saying, hey, Soul Infused Summer is coming, it's like, okay, what does it actually mean? You know, like, why should they come? Like, why is this so amazing? Like, you know, for me, it's like, everybody should watch it, right? And at the same time, it's like, to give them more details, like, what is this actually? Why should you come? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to back up for a moment, and we'll come back to that. So, Anita, so what I invited each of our powerhouses to do, no matter where they are on the journey, because all of us are, you're on Facebook, right? All of us are on Facebook, is to really utilize this wonderful platform of Facebook Live on your business page, you know, your Facebook page, your business page, whether it's a public profile page, a business page, even if you don't have followers on it yet, to get in the habit of posting more consistent quality content on there and then driving traffic to it, even if it initially is like personally inviting people to it, having people share it, that kind of a thing. And like I said, it has made a massive difference for me, even starting off with a weekly chat with Amy that I've done Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, and then taking it to the daily. And what has happened is at the beginning, I was rambling about topics, you know, so it was just like an overall theme, and I would just pick a topic and ramble on it. So it wasn't great, but it got me started. And then with my team, we took it to the next level of creating an editorial calendar for each week. And then now, you know, whenever we bump it up to a daily campaign for a month or more, then we come up with themes for every single day. Or we might even, if it's every single day, that we may have a theme for each week. And then, so the main point of this is to, first of all, if you're open to it, jump on to Facebook Lives and just make a decision. Like I procrastinated this for so long. And finally it was Olga who was like, let's start this week, you know? Like this. Like, okay, right? Let's do it this week. I'm like, okay. She does this magic wand thing with her clap of hand. I'm like, okay, I'm doing it this week. And I just started by doing the weekly. So first and foremost is about deciding if you're open to it, doing it and starting right away, even if you are like, but I've never done it. Do you do it? Do you already do it?
I did it on Wednesdays. Well, it's like the fifth time this week.
Oh, good job. Okay. Yeah. So, great.
Like I have 250 followers, and of them it's maybe one or two watching, but that's already something. And then I share it on my own page, and it's a little bit of movement, but it's not like people are excited. Oh, well, it's Wednesday. It is. Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah.
Okay, great. And it's good that you're starting somewhere, because my Facebook Live started the same way, where there was like zero, one, or two people watching it. And one of them was my boyfriend. You know what I mean? Or, you know, Olga. Like it was always like people I already knew. They're like, you know, just kind of like, right? But it's a good practice of getting started, and then you can start inviting more people to it, and then plan out, if you don't already do this, plan out the themes for each of them, and then you can also pre-promote it. So even if you don't have a following, you can create memes, you know, like social media images to promote it. Yeah. So we'll get more into that. Mm-hmm. Okay, just to back it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so great. So Sonia, for you, what I would do is, so what works really well for me is to create, and maybe we already talked about this a little bit, but for the sake of the group too, is to create a Google Doc that has every single date. Like I just have a simple Google Doc Holly's not on here. Olga, do you know where my Google Doc is for the May Marketing Bootcamp? Okay, if you can find it, maybe we can share it. Or Becca, maybe. But just laying out all the dates, right? And then next to each date for your Soul Infused Summer, put what is the theme for that day? And then underneath that theme, put 3 bullet points. So even if you do it 1 week at a time, ahead of time. So for example, I do mine for the following week by Thursday. Like no matter what, even if it's Thursday night, I'm like, oh shoot, I need to do my bullet points for next week. You know, so I have the theme for each day, and underneath each theme, what are the 3 main bullet points that I want to cover? It could be 2 to 3. Okay. And then the night before the actual Facebook Live, I go back into the Google Doc and I put more notes about what I'm going to cover. Like, so as I'm closer to it, because if I do it further out between that time and the night before, I'll come up with new ideas. I won't be close to it. So I want to be like, have an intimacy with it where it's like, okay, I'm clear about what I'm going to talk about. And then Sonia was just on my free training that I did just before this on PSR, which, Becca, could you share my free training with the Powerhouse Mastermind Group? She's on mute.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So so everybody is welcome to watch that. It was about 30 to 40 minutes of a training. So Anita, you can watch that too, where it breaks down a storytelling that can be really powerful in your messaging. So it breaks down this problem, solution, result. So you can watch that. And you can use that when you're doing your Facebook Lives. So you're not just talking about, you know, do this, do this, do this. You're sharing stories that connect with your ideal clients and bring them to the surface. So Sonia, is that helpful?
Yep.
Okay. You can also, if you haven't already, book a call with Holly. She helps me a lot with coming up with the themes for what I do.
Yeah, I had a quick chat with her and she helped me get started on getting at least the rough outline. So that was helpful.
Okay, great. It sounds like Jess has been helping you with that too. Jess is amazing. So Anita, what's really cool about our mastermind, I'm so proud of all of us, is that we've got our team members and then we've got strengths with every single person in the team. You'll get to know everybody as time goes by. And Jess is one of our powerhouse entrepreneurs and she's so talented at social media and putting herself out there in a big way. She loves Instagram, you know? And in fact, she just gave me a tip. I have it on a post-it. About Instagram TV, right?
Yeah.
So Jess, do you mind sharing that really quick?
Yeah, about IGTV?
Yeah.
So basically Instagram came out with their own platform for video. It's not going to, everyone's like, oh, it's gonna compete with YouTube. Like that's not the intention. YouTube will still be important and YouTube's more for SEO purposes. So it's owned by Google. Whereas it's like if you ever want to know also, Sonia, a good way to find great titles is searching in YouTube and seeing what the first 3 things that pop up are, because that's what people are searching. IGTV is more going to be for, like, since we're always consuming on our phones, people are sick of consuming things this way. They want things this way, which is why Instagram stories is so big. So I was telling Amy for Dream Big, it would be amazing for her to start utilizing IGTV and actually be like recording herself, talking about the event, using it almost like for vlog stuff and actually jumping on it now while it's just getting started. Because the people who start now, like even though they don't know what they're doing, because we're all learning together, it's new. Those are going to be the people that take off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the key is to make sure it's filmed and like with the intention of it being like
vertical versus normal landscape. Yes.
Yeah. And if you do have videos you want to convert from landscape to vertical, don't just like, I'm seeing people make the mistake of just like uploading it the way it is. Like, don't do that because you can't see anything. And then people are like going to be like, okay, so she's not doing this right. And they're going to skip it and they're going to skip you from now on. If you do want to do that, like throw it into either iMovie or use an app called InShot, InShot, and you can take your video this way and make it this way and put like a border on the top and bottom and maybe the title of the video with your Instagram handle, logo, or website at the bottom.
That's awesome.
Basic rundown.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jess, at some point we'll probably have you do a train here and there and we can record it and you can repurpose it. It's going to be great. So thank you.
We love you.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So does it work the same way as like Facebook Lives work as far as like recording it and then it's posted to your Instagram account?
So you would want to like record it in advance. And then basically too, like what I really love about it is part of the reason Instagram Lives are frustrating are because you could even like, I set up my have like right now I'm on my laptop. I could do this Facebook Live and then I could put my phone right behind it on a tripod and do my Instagram Live at the same time. But now you can save that Instagram Live since it is recorded this way and upload it right into your IGTV. So that's a good way for you to start getting like episodes for your channel more easily. But it could be like a 2-minute selfie video of you talking about Zone or Dream Big or whatever it is, even like promoting your new Facebook Live summer success.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I love it. Isn't this so cool? Like, thank you, Jess. That's super valuable. And I love when we can get like jump on these types of cool new opportunities sooner than later, because then you'll be one of the trending people that can get more exposure with your message, attract more clients, you know, connect with more people, practice generosity, getting your word out there, and even repurposing other things that you're doing. So I'm going to be playing around with that. That's awesome. So thank you, Jess. It's really
cool. And done is better than perfect.
Yeah, always.
So like mine aren't perfect right now and I'm cool with it. I just want them up. Like it doesn't need to be this whole fancy thing. It just needs to be vertical and it needs to be done.
Yeah. So when you go into Instagram, what do you click on to get it started?
So there's a separate app you can download, or if I go on to my Instagram feed, right up here, I know, so it's reversed, I know, but this is my feed, right? So this is all my pictures that I see. And I click this little button right here. Oops, I click someone's story. The button right there. And
yep. You can see
like this.
That is so funny, I have that too.
So this is what I'm talking about with, like, I wouldn't want you guys to do this. Like, I love them, I love Shanda, I love this girl, but like, you wanna make it like where, like, you want to make it where it's made like, this is good. She made it for this platform.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you are going to repurpose, I could, like I said, use either InShot or there's some other apps. You can really quickly just like convert it to where it's the full video.
Mm-hmm.
If people are distracted and you're half in, half out, they're going to drop off.
Got it.
How do they search after hashtag or how do they find you in the end?
So it will just be through your Instagram profile for now. So if they follow you on Instagram, they'll follow you on IGTV. They're totally connected. For as far as search, like right now they have it similar to Instagram, where if you click like this little search button at the bottom of, or at the bottom left, and you're not, and you don't have, I have a bunch of stuff searched. But you can see this is the popular page. So it's the same on IGTV, but on Instagram in general, they have a popular page. So they are showing you what's popular. So another way to stay on top of the trends is like, I'm always in here. What's popular? What are they thinking I want to see? Because that's content that I want to make sure I'm creating too.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is, I would click on that channel. Of course I have Shanda coming up, right?
Yeah.
And then when I click on it, oops.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also see this little, like the settings thing.
Yep, that little U, the little circle U.
The circle thing. And then it says create channel. So then do I just create the channel?
Yep.
Okay.
And then once you do create one, you'll see, when you click on yourself, you'll see this little plus button up here on the top, on, I think it's my top right. When I'm actually looking at the phone, and you click that and it'll say like, okay, what do you want to upload? And you can upload your recent live or.
Okay. So it has to be pre-recorded.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's nice because you can say, like I said, you can go live on your Instagram too and not feel like it's just going into the abyss of nothingness.
Yeah.
And going live on Instagram is the same as Facebook, where it triggers the algorithm and actually notifies your followers that you're live. So like if you're live, Amy, and all of us are following you, we'll get a notification after 2 minutes, which is great. And now they don't have to just like disappear forever. They can go into a channel where people can binge.
Love it. So powerful. So thank you, Jess, for letting me just put you on the spot here. But this is for all of you. Like, this is the power of community in terms of, you know, Jess knows what I have coming up. And so she, out of generosity, which we're all about generosity, messaged me and said, hey, you should really get on IGTV. It's, you know, it'll help you with your Dream Big event, which is my 3-day live event coming up in the fall. And so, you know, in this way, people in the community can also, in this format, get to know what Jess is up to. And people in our community are already hiring Jess to help them with their Instagram accounts and getting things going. So it's really cool when we get to see everybody's gifts and then help each other out. Super powerful. So, great. So Sonia is going to get an Instagram account. Yes. The time is now. So funny. Maybe. It's so funny. Tracy says, Sonia, I love IG and so much better than Facebook. However, it all depends on where your people hang out. That's a good point. So always be aware of where your ideal clients spend their time. You know, one of my colleagues recently was talking about, how she helps people go from corporate to launching their own businesses. And she is over. And so it's like, okay, well, where do your clients spend their time? And when I think of corporate, like LinkedIn is a really powerful platform. And she's like, oh yeah, Amy. She's like, I come from the corporate background and I have like over 18,000 people on LinkedIn. I'm like, oh my gosh, woman, you're already connected, you know? So it's helping her out with that piece. And so it is very important to think about where do your ideal clients spend their time and then using that. So that's great.
Yeah. Nice. And Sonia, if you don't feel, it's still good to have all the platforms. Like, just grab your handle before someone else grabs it.
I lost your voice. I can't hear anything.
Oh, I can hear.
Oh.
I can hear.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear anything. Thought it was maybe mine.
Okay. I just said, just grab it. Like, even if you don't want to use, like, Twitter, YouTube, whatever yet, just get on there and get your handle. And that way, when you are ready to build it out, just, like, save it in your LastPass or Google Docs, your passwords. You'll eventually introduce it, I'm assuming. So it's better to just have it, even if you're not using it.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, you should do it. Can I say a quick comment about Instagram too? Yeah. So it's also really a good brand, Sonia, and everybody, to really dial in your brand, because you can see everything. So you can start putting out posts and you can really start seeing on the grid what you like. Right. And if it represents you, and you can kind of work on it and refine it as you go along, and that helps you with your branding overall.
Got it. Yep. That's fantastic. So Anita, I want to make sure, since you're getting to know everybody. So Olga is really good at making sure that your brand is consistent across all platforms. So I know that some of these areas you may already have dialed in. So I'm just sharing with you what everybody can help you with, so that as you connect with everybody in the community, you can see what areas do you need the most help. And then you can book calls with people, you know. Get your word out there. Okay, awesome. And one of the things I also want to share is like just like all of you, I'm learning too, always. That's why I have no problem like highlighting somebody in the community like Jess, you know, because we all get to learn from each other. It's super powerful. And as I'm playing with these platforms as well, it's like I'll be happy to share what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And it's exciting. It makes, to me, this is like the fun part of business, you know, it's just like the visuals, the branding, the marketing. It may not be fun for everybody, but this is what can attract your ideal clients. And the more, like I said, the more quality and consistent content you put out there, the more quality and consistent clientele you call forward. And then you can always layer in other things, but just focus on one thing at a time. So, yes, Sonia.
A real quick question. You see, I don't know anything about Instagram. Is Instagram solely like for phone, or is it like on Facebook that I can be on the computer?
You can access it on both. Jess, you want to speak into it?
Yeah. So it's made for phone. So there's only certain features you can get on the computer. So it's mainly on your phone. You can download something or hook up something called Planoly, which is what I use, and I can send you my referral link because it'll help me. I have like a nice expensive bill from them each month. So if you sign up, I get a little discount for myself.
Yeah.
So you can utilize something like that, which allows you to actually work on, which I love and utilize because it actually allows me to visualize what it's going to look like on my phone, plan out content, and then engage and do things through the laptop. There are certain things you have to do on the phone, or you get to do, I should say, but there are ways you can get around it. The actual platform, like Instagram.com, isn't like the best on the laptop. I would utilize Planoly, which I'll send you a link.
Send us your affiliate link so that we can make you rich off it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Planoly is a really good tool for sure to use. And Sonia, you can see your Instagram on the computer. So you can review things, and Planoly will allow you to see your progress and to see some statistics as well. So you'll be able to see what's your most popular post in the last week, how many people have engaged with it. You can actually answer to comments on that, which might be easier than typing with your fingers. So you can, you know, and you can review your grid in much bigger, more beautiful kind of format. So yeah, for sure, you can use it on both, but you'll get used to it.
Okay, yeah, that's enough now. I'm getting overwhelmed already.
So. Right, so that's enough. Let's tell us enough.
I can always do a separate training, Amy, if anyone's interested on like Planoly in general and like how I use it for myself and my clients and how you can use it both on your desktop and your phone to really free up your time and still get clients on Instagram.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. So what's cool too is, so Jess, starting in August, we're going to, we have a group of people that's joining us from Powerhouse California, and they're awesome. Jess, you got to stop by Powerhouse California and meet some of them. These are incredible, incredible entrepreneurs. And in August, we're adding one more call to the monthly call. So everybody gets to benefit from this. It's called Powerhouse Roundtable. And in the Powerhouse Roundtable, it will either, either it'll be myself, another expert, it'll be Jess, we're going to rotate who provides the training. And that way everyone can benefit from that. And it's going to be like really bring in really some amazing content and strategies for all of you and myself included to have breakthroughs in our businesses. So Jess, what would you think about being our first round table expert?
I'd be honored.
Yay! Okay. So why don't you connect with Becca? Cause Becca is in charge of the schedule.
Awesome.
And Becca, is that cool with you that you can connect with
Jess? Absolutely. Yay. Can't wait.
And then Becca, when you put it in my calendar, can you put who we're highlighting that month? So August will be Jessica.
Yep, absolutely.
Jessica. Awesome. Thank you. See, it's so pretty, right? Super cool. So we'll do that. And then you can take us through your Instagram, IGTV training. And if you want to, of course you'll use my Zoom account, and you can also pop in if you have any like things you want to share, screen share, that kind of thing.
So. Perfect.
All right. I'll be in touch.
Excited. Now, this is what's so fun about masterminding. It's like we get to really, really help each other out, understand what each person does, and rock it out together. So, great. Okay. So, bring it back to Sonia. Sonia, for Facebook Live, do you have any other questions or need any other support, or did you say you're complete on that? You're good?
I'm not complete on that, but I'm good for now. I will keep working on it. And then when I have a little bit more, then it makes more sense to ask for support again.
Okay. And then one more question for you. Do you have a specific, remind me, thing that you're seeding in those to promote?
At the moment, only just to talk to me.
Okay.
Like not specifically into a program or.
Okay.
Like either for private clients or into the group program that I want to do.
Yeah. So one thing that, Olga and I recently went to Lisa Sasevich's event. One thing that she recommended, like sometimes it's these little tweaks that can make a difference in your business. And maybe we've already talked about this, but for the sake of the group, is to not call your calls something strategy session, because it's kind of now an overused term. So we're even shifting from that. So you could be, it could be a soul infused session or something along those lines. And for you and others, if and when you are launching a specific program, you can also take people through an application process. Because as you grow, like one of the things that I've noticed is as we grow, it's important to like pre-qualify people.
I have an application that form, yeah.
Yeah, application forms are super powerful. And we use Typeform. Becca, is there anything else that we're using for the applications moving forward, or is it still Typeform? Put on the spot.
Yes, we use Typeform for pretty much everything at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. So Typeform is a great resource, and especially for those of you, if you have a larger following or you're speaking on stages, like I know that there's a chance I may be speaking on the Zone Event stage this year. I'm just waiting for a final confirmation as a sponsored main system. Then I know that my conversion rates in speaking tend to be high, and which normally is a great thing, right? Except if we end up with a stack of, 700 leads, and I have a team of salespeople, then, making sure that those people get reached out to in a timely manner just doesn't work right now the way we're structured. So we're thinking about ways to pre-qualify people through an application process. So these are just things that I'm just planting these seeds for those of you who are already going into that next step. So you can take that into consideration. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So Tracy, are you able to chat? Aloha, Tracy. The suspense is killing me.
Sorry.
Hey, how are you? Are you there?
Uh-oh. I left the house because...
Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Technology issues.
Because we are building. Sorry.
Okay. I can see you now. I can hear you a little bit. So we'll see if we can make this work. Are you there?
Sorry, I left the house because my husband is building something and is extremely loud. And now I went to Starbucks and they are landscaping. So sorry.
That's okay. So Tracy, just want to do a quick check-in. What are you focusing on this week or this month?
I am writing copy for my website. Hopefully have it at least a one. I can get my people who are doing my website on it.
Okay, great. It's a little choppy. So what I would love to do is to, and this can be for all of you, by the way, to go into the Facebook group page and then share what your number one focus is for the month of July. And what are you committed to as a declaration? Like if you're onboarding clients, just say, okay, my declaration is to welcome in 10 new clients this month, or 5 new clients this month, or to complete my website, like whatever it is. Remember, having that monthly big picture plan is super important. Anita will get you caught up on the big picture plan as well. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Any other specific questions in your businesses before we move forward? Okay. So one of the things that, I always like to share exactly what's happening behind the scenes in my business, because it's amazing to see how quickly things can transform and really expand out. So even at Powerhouse California, we had a great enrollment into Powerhouse Mastermind. I'm super excited for them to join us starting in August. And the other thing that happened is, some of you are familiar with Shanda Sumter, my business coach, and her annual event, the Zone Event. And every year she has a contest for those of us who are clients in her community to bring a friend to her event. And it's become a really big contest and movement, and really all about us, standing for entrepreneurs who want to have a breakthrough in their business. And so what's really cool about this year's contest is that she launched it in a way that where there's like, she calls it the 1% prize. So the first person that enrolls 75 people to come to the Zone Event will win $30,000, okay? And so I thought about this, I was like, wow, that's a really generous give on her part. I mean, I like to invite people to the Zone Event anyway, and it's a really cool experience, and I like to have even my community come with me. And so one of the biggest things that has helped me have a breakthrough in my mindset and in my business is to focus on generosity and giving, just focusing on giving to give. So when we're thinking about putting content out in the world, it's just important to always think about how can I give to give, like give my content freely and help more people, and trusting that when you have powerful storytelling and powerful calls to action, that your clients who want to go further with you come to the surface. And that's exactly what has happened. Now with this year's contest, with this prize, I thought, what could I do to achieve this goal of being the first person to enroll 75 people to come to her event and win this $30,000. So I decided that instead of it being all about me and mine, instead to focus out and use this as an opportunity to connect up with a team and to enroll people together. And then when we win, then $20,000 of those dollars will go towards building two wells in Ghana through Josie's Well. It's a young girl, Ken's daughter, who has her own charity. And then the remaining amount to go towards a powerhouse retreat for anyone who has enrolled 10 people or more. So my purpose of sharing this is that when you think about your own businesses and how you are running your business and focusing on growing it, I just invite you to think about how can I be focused on the generosity piece. So that's why I wanted to focus on Facebook Lives and of course spontaneously with Jess talking about Instagram, you know, IGTV, is that when you think about how can I focus out and really give my best content, that's when you just everything can have a massive breakthrough, you know. So so for example, when we did the May Marketing Bootcamp, so which was my Facebook Daily Live in May, I gave my best content all throughout that month. And one might ask, well, then what's the difference between what you teach in that kind of a format that's free and what you teach your clients? And I said, nothing, you know, and it's something that I learned from Bedros, who is like this multiple eight-figure entrepreneur. And the difference is, so one might ask, like, well, why would somebody pay you for your content? Then I'm like, they don't pay for the content. You can get content for free and strategy for free through Googling things, right? They invest for access to myself and my team. They invest for access to the community. They invest to surround themselves with these types of people. So as each of you are thinking about your content that you're putting out there, think about if I had one big promise that I wanted to give to my ideal client or clients, what would that one promise be? And write it down, okay? What is that one promise? If there was a problem I solve or an opportunity that I create, what is that problem or opportunity? Now this goes into my PSR training that we're going to gift you from earlier today that Becca is going to share in the Facebook group page. What is the problem I solve or the opportunity I create? What is my process or solution that I provide? So what are the core elements that I provide in order for people to achieve the desired result? And what is the desired result? So when you can have these key things, like, you know, what's top of mind for me right now is problem, solution, result. And then you think about the platforms you're using to put yourself out there with Facebook Lives, now IGTV, even in your one-on-one conversations with people, the clearer you can be and the more generous you can be in identifying what the problem is, what the solution is, and what the result is, PSR, problem, solution, result, the better off you'll be in your messaging and attracting your ideal clients, okay? So, yeah, if you haven't yet done that training with me, I know some of you already have in our masterminds, then make sure I'm inviting you to, within the next week, you know, the sooner the better, to listen to the it's like a 30, 40 minute training on it. That'll be super powerful for you. Okay. And then what I would love to also hear is as each of you are either launching or upgrading or up-leveling your Facebook Live shows, letting me know how things are going, letting my team know how things are going, because ultimately while you are giving, it's okay to seed what it is that you're offering to make a bigger difference for people. Right. So that's where when you are doing your storytelling, then that's when you can go into the, for example, right? Instead of telling people what you do, you give a story. Stories connect. So like, for example, Anita, even if you haven't, like, have you worked with clients yet, Anita? I know you launched only a few months ago. Can you unmute yourself? Or I can do it. Okay, let me unmute you. Okay, I've unmuted you.
Okay, so I got my first client just the day after I signed with you. I was like, okay, thank you.
Okay, so what is the problem or the opportunity? Like, what is the pain point of your ideal client?
Well, I talked to a few people who responded to my first video, and most of them are like feeling not good enough and want to love themselves and get their dream life. So it's kind of it's two things of like working on themselves, but also working on their dream life. So it's this two points. Yeah.
Okay. And so what do you provide them? Like what is the solution or process that you offer to help them?
It's a mix between, mostly because I come from yoga, or my background with the yoga, it's exercises and meditation and breathing and yoga, and for the self-love and the energy work. And then like with the vision, it's like a lot of just practical work and manifesting and yeah, accountability things, like just see if they do the things which they want to do, or like which the goals which they are setting.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I love this. Okay. And then what is the result that your ideal client wants?
Well, my first client, the only one, he kind of wants to get independent, but mostly like get comfortable in his own body and just be more loving with himself, but also like start to be independent and start to live his dream life. Kind of.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, so we can work on your messaging just a little bit, you know, like I feel like with you there, I can see what your messaging is.
Yeah.
You'll evolve over time. So that's really great. I also sense that like Olga and Jess could even envision like how your branding can tighten up as well. I mean, I haven't looked at your branding in a little bit since we last chatted, but I think there's some really cool things that I would recommend that you jump on a call with Olga. Ideas of what you can do to have like consistency in your branding and in your messaging as well. And of course, Jess, you know, I don't want to volunteer Jess. You can always see if she's open to connecting on Instagram stuff. Olga's also really great at that too. You got some.
Yeah, I'm working on my Instagram. Well, I just reached 1,000 followers. So I'm like, that was my goal. So I'm like,
fantastic. Okay, good. So the one thing that I wanted to mention with bringing it back to the Zone event, and I know a couple of you are already familiar with this and are a part of it, is that over the next 2 months, so July and August, what I've done is, you know, brought together this, what I call team generosity. And there are some people, it's a combination of people who are in Powerhouse Mastermind, Powerhouse California. There are colleagues of mine that are in my mastermind. There are people who have signed, like it's become a quite large, in 1 week, I think we have nearly 40 members of this team generosity, which is really cool. Like I'm excited to see how it evolves. And we're all committing to winning this race to raise money to build these wells in Ghana through Josie's well. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is if any of you who are not already a part of team generosity want to join, you know, there's no cost to it. It's all about generosity, right? Every Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, we're jumping on like a really laser 25-minute call that's all about enrollments. So enrolling, like sales in a sense, but I like to call it enrollments. So enrolling people to come to the Zone event with our group, or if you want to recommend people to it, and you can learn more about the Zone event. As well as once I release information in my own 3-day live event, which will be in the near future, because it's right after the Zone event, because we're cross-promoting each other, Shanda and I are, with the Zone event and Dream Big event. So every Monday morning, we'll have these calls, and it will help you also have breakthroughs in your enrollment conversations and how you're showing up, whether it's one-on-one or one-to-many. And I'm going to give you my best stuff in that to complement what we're doing here. So there's absolutely no pressure. I think it's going to be really fun. You know, we have this really cool mission that we're on. And I also see it as when you join a group of people like this, naturally you connect with more people and broaden your network. And there's some powerful entrepreneurs in there. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and go in the chat and just, you know, you can put right now, yes for team generosity, just pop it in there. I know there's people who are already in there. We've got a little intimate group here today. So totally up to you. Okay, so for the remainder of our time today, what I'm opening up for Q&A. So I'd love for you to think about if there was one thing that I could help solve in your business today, what would it be? And let me serve you, you know, and my team serve you as well.
So maybe I have a question. I am just starting my Facebook group. Well, I'm still thinking about the name because now I would like to start to focus on the Swiss German market, which is pretty small.
Okay.
Like to get the first followers, would you put an ad or how would you get the first followers on it?
for a Facebook group page?
Yeah.
So initially I would invite people, like personally invite people.
Okay.
Invite people.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I would do list building strategies. So even as a part of Powerhouse Mastermind, we will sometimes bring in other guest speakers. Like my business coach, Shanda, teaches people how to build an email list through an online show model, like a summit, an online summit. I will likely also bring in others that do online challenges. You know, like you could do a meditation challenge, like a 5-day yoga and meditation challenge or something like that. I can always give an overview of these things, but I like to bring in the best of the best people to talk about these things. And then Courtney, who's not here in our call today, but she's a member on our team, and she's actually going to start offering coaching to our group after starting in October. So because right now she's helping on Dream Big. So after the Dream Big event, she'll be offering that. And we're actually coming up with our own totally unique list building strategy that's tying into Facebook Lives. It's just a really cool thing that we're innovating. So it is new. It's not anything that I learned from anybody else. So so you may want us to be the guinea pig and test it out first. But we will be teaching list building strategies as we move forward. So it might be a little ways off. So in the meantime, what I would do is start by personally inviting people to your group and then inviting people to invite people. So make it a big referral thing and start posting in there consistently. But yeah, I wouldn't run Facebook ads because that's a whole other animal. Like I've done Facebook advertising, you know, over the last couple of years here and there. And when you do Facebook advertising, you want to have like a really, like truly a Facebook advertising expert or social media agency to run those ads for you.
Because I have some experience in it, but still I feel it's maybe if I have like a 30-day program, which I want to sell, it makes sense, but to run a group, I'm not sure if that's just money throwing out of the window.
So this is what I love about when anyone brings this up. So, okay. So what I can do also is, first of all, on July 31st, all of you can put this in your calendar. I'm hosting it's called Mindset for Millions Masterclass. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-hour like live free workshop. And it's going to be with myself and 4 other experts. So David Nagel, I just love him. He's amazing for mindset. Jackie Cote, which can help you get on TV. She's awesome as well. And then Christina Gendali. She is the Facebook group guru. So she'll be sharing some things in there. And then she could be another person that we bring into a Powerhouse Roundtable to show you how to best use groups to attract clients. Does that sound good?
What time is that, Amy?
It's from 12:30 p.m. Pacific until 3:30 p.m. Pacific.
And that was on the 31st.
July 31st, yeah. So it's coming up at the end of this month. I can't believe it's already July.
I know.
It's wild. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Also, you know, I think that with your Facebook Lives, and then, Jess, correct me if I'm wrong, with Instagram TV, you can also drive traffic to join your Facebook group page.
Yes. Yeah. Like Amy was saying, I have experience with Facebook ads too, but I don't ever recommend people start with that because you're just throwing money around and you don't have an audience yet. Like actually people use it to try to get an audience when really you want the audience first and then you want to introduce the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the best campaigns I've done, which I haven't done like massive campaigns, but I have put money into a social media agency and run ads, is when they actually, like I've done email list building and then they, you know, download my email list into the Facebook Ads Manager and use Power Editor to run ads and do the split testing and all that jazz,
Yeah, and it's most effective. I was at ad agencies and social media agencies for my whole career, and they're just always going to be most effective when, like Amy's saying, you have emails already or you have a really strong, like you have the pixel on your website and you have a really strong people on your website all the time and you're retargeting those or challenges. Like those are going to be the most successful and they're pretty expensive.
Yeah. You need budgets for it. Yeah. Pretty big budget. Otherwise you won't notice a difference.
Yeah. So I'd focus on like the organic outreach first and drive traffic to it. Again, I'm not the expert on Facebook group pages, which is why I love to bring in other people on it. And then I love these suggestions from Jess and Olga as well. So does that help, Anita?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, awesome. Any other questions today? Jess, is there anything I can help you with?
I feel like always, there's always something. So I'm trying to, well, so right now I have my summit happening next week. And I'm wondering, like, I know this is like maybe a Shanda question, but I know you've done summits. So yeah. I'm like wondering when I'm like already kind of like ready to do the next one, like how long, you know, I'm not like loving the results of this one so far. I mean, it's okay, but I just feel
you haven't started it yet though, right?
It's next Monday it starts.
Okay, so you're in a promo period right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I always look at the promo period as not just leading up to it, but during it and after it. Like, you promote it all throughout it. You build deep connections with your experts. And then when you do the replay, you can ask them to promote it again.
So keep promoting it the whole time.
Focus on the step you're in, right? So how many people have signed up so far?
407.
Oh, you're fine. Oh my gosh.
No way. I need like 3K to be happy.
Okay. So here's
just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I just like have big visions for it. And I'm like, maybe I will. My three biggest experts haven't mailed yet. So I'm like trusting like, but I'm like 400. What the heck?
Okay, we're still early in this week. I know tomorrow's a holiday, but don't let that back you up. People are still like, obsessed with their phones on the holiday, you know? So just use this as your opportunity to really maximize what you've already done. For anyone else who has not done summits, just know that it's a process of, it's a system that Shanda Sumter teaches, which Jess is also in her program, of attracting experts in your field that complement what you do around a theme and having them all promote your summit and you also promote them. So it's a really cool cross promotional experience, which if you come to the Zone event, you know, of course you'll meet Shanda and her team, which are awesome too. Okay, so for Jess, what I would say is really use this time to be intimate with the project you're in and like edify and connect with the experts as much as possible. And do you have a Facebook group page for this as well?
I'm just utilizing my Facebook group for it.
But you're inviting the participants, like the people who are attending your summit into it?
Yep.
Okay, so I would be engaging. Like, this is something that I should practice what I preach. I haven't done a great job of this in my past summits, but I've heard how powerful it can be. It's to post Facebook Lives, like, every single day of the summit. Get excited with them. Just say, hey, what are you most looking forward to learning about? Like, just pump that thing up, and it'll create engagement in your Facebook group page. And then reach out to each of your experts, you know, like if I were you, I would take the deep connection piece to the next level, like handwrite them cards and send them in the mail.
You okay.
Know? Like this mug I got from being on, I got this in the mail, right?
That's so funny.
With no card, nothing, right? And I was like, what the heck? World's best looking salesperson. The reason why I knew it was from is that it says sales that don't suck. That was the name of the summit that I was an expert speaker in.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh my gosh, Mara Glazer and Erica Martin totally sent this to me, and I'm sure the other experts as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Further, like this will, you know, and it's got branding longevity, right? It's like,
yeah, for sure.
Because I won't get rid of this. So you could even get creative and think, you could talk to Olga, who's great at researching, you know, branding products, right? Yep.
Yeah.
You know, order, how many experts do you have?
Right now I have 22.
22. So you get like 25 of something.
Yeah.
Just carve out time. You and Mark or whoever, like you can just like send these packages, like get their email, get their mailing addresses from their assistants and like love up your experts right now. Just say thank you so much. And then reach out to them saying, hey, we're making a difference together. We're going to rock this out, because these very experts could become friends of yours that as you grow, you can come back to them and say, hey, I've got this other thing coming up. Let's do a joint webinar. I know that you're helping people with their messaging and I do Instagram. So do you want to do a joint web? I mean, you can totally like take this to a whole new level, and don't make it about how many people you're getting on your list. Make it about relationships.
Exactly.
I was so like cool with the number. And then I talked to my coach today, Jackie Cote, and she was like, 400, you want 3,000. And I'm like, oh shit, you're right. Like,
You still have time.
Yeah,
I love your tagline too. The social media experts over 21. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. And the fact that you have 400 and you're still in your second week of your promo period, you're fine. You flip it. And Jackie, I love Jackie. Jackie is one of my colleagues. Jackie is obsessed with results, which of course we all want results, right? And what Jackie's a part of Team Generosity too, and she could have played on her own as well. And she said, Amy, I know that you're all about deep connection and relationships. And she's like, and I've never thought about relationships like in business as being like that important because I'm all about the results. I'm like, the relationships are the results. Like, when you deepen your relationships, you can do anything because you've got people around you all the time that want to be a part of what you're doing. And so her number one breakthrough she's committed to having as a part of this Team Generosity experience that we're creating as we go, which is so excited that you're a part of it, Jess, is to build deeper relationships. So it makes me smile. She's like, you want 3,000? I'm like, you don't need 3,000. You need deep connection and you'll grow. Like I'm on point for 7 figures this year. And I know it's because of deep connection and serving the highest level.
So I have a question. Sorry. I'm curious about, so I was also thinking, since a lot of my audience, like my field is different, where people just have like massive social media followings and like not very big lists. But their social media people I have, they're engaged followings. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of asking them, like, let's do lives together.
Yeah.
But a lot of them like couldn't do them this week, but that's okay. I should still do them like in the coming weeks, even though the summit's going to be live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because even in the middle of the summit, you can have people opt in and then they'll catch everything on the replay.
Okay. So then for the replay, sorry.
You're fine. I love this.
Okay. So for the replay period, it's 72 hours, right? At the end where everybody gets to see all the interviews. And then if I'm selling it, do I still offer the replay period or do I say, sorry, Sonia. Sonia's like, stop saying sorry.
You can say sorry like a million times more often than men. Continue.
Yes.
It's true. I'm working on it. Sonia's helping me with it. But so do you still like, do you know what I mean? Like if I'm selling it and the benefit of me selling it is that they're getting a call with me for 30 minutes and they're getting the replay forever, whereas everyone just gets a 72-hour replay.
Yeah. And is there one more thing you can add, right, to make it a bundled package? It could, and it doesn't need to be elaborate. It could be, people love simple, right? A checklist.
Okay.
It could be a video of you sharing with people how to get your IGTV going.
Okay.
It could be a step-by-step process, like a one sheet on the 10 steps to launching, you know, or seven steps. People love 5 and 7. Yeah. Your 7 steps process to get your IGTV up and running. Like, even though people can download that on Google, like Google, right? But they want your formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can come up with an acronym. Olga and I can help you with that, but like come up with an acronym for it. We've added acronyms to everything now, thanks to Lisa Sasvich.
It is amazing, and it instantly adds value to your offer like 10 times, maybe 100 times.
Let me share something with, does everybody have a few more minutes? We're okay? Or do you need to run?
I have to hop off.
Okay, I'll save it for the next call because I want to be mindful of time. But there's some things that we did like in my presentation at Powerhouse California that I'm happy to share. So you can see like the acronyms, how we presented them, how powerful it is, so that all of you can also, as you create and upgrade your processes, like adding these names to it is going to make all the difference in the world. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. 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 Okay. So I would love to hear from our Powerhouse entrepreneurs, this is like intimate group today. What is your number one declaration that you would like to create this week?
I want to win $1,000.
From Team Generosity. Okay. Awesome. Anita, what about you?
I open my Facebook group.
Open your Facebook group. Awesome. I love it. Sonia?
Yeah. for me, this week is definitely get the outline for my videos, get emails set up for my video, for my things, and send out 2 or 3 emails for my emails. Like all of this has to do with launching Soul Infused Summer.
Great. I love it. That's fantastic. Okay. I want my team too, since we're on here, we're intimate. Olga, what's your number one declaration for this week?
My number one is finally to connect with Sonia, and we're doing it. Because we've been playing this email tag for like 2 weeks now. I don't know, maybe 3, maybe 4. I don't know. Long time. So yeah. I got her now.
Awesome.
Yes. and also to follow up with all of my prospective people that want to work with me, because my schedule is really filling up. Yeah, so I want to make sure I follow up with everybody and either push them off to like the following months or make them make decisions, because otherwise, like, I'm afraid that if everybody just all of a sudden decides to go, like, I cannot serve people efficiently. So I need to do that.
I love it. And don't forget, we have two new people starting with you and me. Yes. And Holly.
Yes, them too.
Okay, so don't slow your schedule too much.
No, I can do it. I just need to, yeah. And then I definitely cannot do any more promotions because I have plenty of people to work with right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to make sure I follow up with everyone that's, you know, wanted to
do
whatever.
What about you, Susan? Oh, mute. Hold on.
No. Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey. Hi. So my number one thing, and Amy, you can relate with me on this, is I get to completely redo my calendar.
Yes.
So I'm so effective at helping everyone else block their time and schedule things in, and all of a sudden I'm realizing mine gets to have some serious attention. So I am have been slowly over this week blocking out times and really getting clear on how much time things actually take.
Yeah.
So that I'm blocking out effective amount of time, so I don't have to like feel like things are overlapped. So I am committed to, in this next week, getting my calendar totally up to date and streamlined. And I'm so pumped. It's going to be color coded. Nice. So good. That's so excited.
Yay. What about you, Becca?
Can I ask, make a suggestion? Maybe Susan at some point can do a quick training on that, because I think that would be helpful for most people, how to set the calendar with color blocking and allocating sufficient amount of time for things. That would be awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Frozen. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Totally. I'm on board.
Great. Let's do it. Becca, what about you?
Oh, that's hard because I have a list. I have a long list.
Name one of them.
Just if I was going to name one thing, I would say I would love to get a tracking system for our Dream Big ticket sales.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, let me know if you want me to reach out to Shanda's team to find out what tracking system they use. Or Shay. You could ask Shay.
I could ask Shay.
Yeah, Shay is my event production company that's doing our Dream Big event for us. So
I have like a thing coming up that's like, no, Becca, you have to figure it out yourself. But
yeah. Awesome. Okay, my declaration is to win the 30,000 so we can build Two Wells in Ghana. I'm so fired up about it for Team Generosity. And we are on fire this week. I mean, the fact that we went from 2 to 25, I think, like that. Like there's some that we're still making sure they're getting counted. It's so exciting. So my vision is so my birthday's on Saturday, 7/7 of 77. So my goal is to have 77 by Saturday. So that's what it is. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap this one up. Sending you so much love. Have a great week. Pop into the Facebook group page with additional questions. Schedule calls with our amazing powerhouse coaches. For those of you celebrating tomorrow, happy 4th of July / Independence Day. And sending you lots of love. Bye.
Bye.